Okay. Do you have any words that would suggest? What about peppy or pure or spry?
Spry. You can see he's a spry.
He's
old fellow.
All right. What would you put? Word put in front of that to qualify though that he's a quite or very or right?
Yeah, he's a very spry old fellow.
Okay. Have you ever heard right? Have you ever heard pure?
Yes, I have heard it, but not
chipper?
Often. No, not if I've heard that one.
What about feisty?
Well, you think of a feisty, yes, I've heard that. You think of that as someone that's got a little temper that's easy to kind of get
fight.
Fight.
Okay. And if the children have been out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried about them.
Or...
uneasy.
And if someone says, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark,
I'm afraid or I'm scared.
And someone a long time ago had this problem. She isn't afraid now, but she...
used to be, or she has been in the past.
Okay. And she's afraid now, but you say, well, she... She's afraid now, but when she was little, she...
she was worried, sir.
No,
not as much.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't afraid when she was little.
Any other ways of saying that?
She's brave enough.
I'd say afraid, and the negative of that...
she used to be brave.
Okay. She didn't...
she didn't seem to be afraid.
Okay. What is the opposite of, the exact opposite of used to be? How would you say? Well, she used to be afraid, but... or she negative of that? Just the opposite of used to be something.
She,
didn't?
Did not. She did, she used to didn't be.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like it's very good English, but...
it works for me. Okay, if somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you might say, well, he is mighty...
careless.
And what about there's an old aunt, and you say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
off.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, what other ways of saying that?
Acts a little crazy or a little off the beam.
Okay, what about queer?
Queer, yes.
Would you say that?
Yes.
Does that have any other meaning for you?
Well, I don't think you have to be old to be queer. I think some people are just kind of born kind of just odd and a little bit queer to people. They're hard to know.
Okay. What about if a man is so very sure of his own ways, he never wants to change? You might say, don't be so...
hard-headed.
Okay. And if you can't joke, you have somebody that you just cannot joke with because he'll lose his temper. You say, well, he's mighty...
touchy.
And something happened. You say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
so mad or so angry.
All right, if somebody's about to lose his temper, you might say, now just...
just simmer down or...
okay.
Or
Keep
your hat on,
okay.
Stop and think through it.
Okay, what about keep calm?
Keep calm, yeah.
If you've been working very hard, what's the way you might say, well, you're really very...
I'm very tired.
Okay. Some other ways, familiar, joking, in the family way, you might say that. I'm just all
pooped out.
Okay.
Give out.
Okay.